This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, episode 100. I am your host, Vince, and I'm also here with...
your century-old host, Olive.
What's up? What's new? How you been? How you doing?
I've been okay. Kind of focusing mostly on what's been going on in the world right now. I think we definitely should be talking about that.
Yeah, sure. Let's just go right into it.
Let's jump right into it. So, let's talk about the murder of George Floyd.
Yes.
I'm sure as many or most of you know, the events that happened in Minneapolis in the end of May that resulted in the death of George Floyd has been a tragedy felt all over the country and all over the world. And we just want to firmly say that we completely, think that it's terrible, Black Lives Matter, and that the injustice that's faced by many people of color in this country is absolutely horrific. And we don't really get very political on this show, but silence is complicity, and we need to show that there is a zero tolerance for the actions that are being taken by people that are supposed to protect and serve.
I watched a man get murdered, and I wasn't on 4chan. I saw shit on Facebook. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, that was normal for people.
It's so horrible that it's normal.
You know what I mean? I just think the whole thing is awful, and I keep thinking about his daughter a lot, because I think she's 6, and this is gonna be her first Christmas without her dad. I don't know if he was married or if he was with somebody or whatever, but he had parents, he had
family.
This is gonna be their first Christmas, the first birthdays, the first everything without him, and it's one thing if oh, hey, Grandpa died at 98.
Mm.
Or, someone had a death due to complications of diabetes or a heart attack or something. But when...
this is something that's completely preventable.
When someone fucking sits on your neck for almost 9 minutes, did you see what Nickelodeon did?
I did see what Nickelodeon did.
Fucking
I'm very
Nickelodeon.
Proud of them.
If only they could make good cartoons again. They aired a commercial that was almost 9 minutes of just breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And
people were getting all butthurt about it, saying that kids aren't ready to learn these topics, but many children of black families have to learn that people will hate you and kill you by age 5 or 6. So I think that all of us can grow up a little bit.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Someone was telling me that you shouldn't be showing that, and I was like, did you ever watch Louis C.K.? And they're like, where are you going with this? And I was like, he has a joke. And I saw him perform this joke live where he's like, maybe I try sucking a dick. And then he puts the microphone in his mouth and he goes, I do it for 30 seconds just to show.
He puts the mic in his mouth.
His mouth for 30 seconds just to show how long 30 seconds is. And I remember when I saw this joke live, I'm going, holy shit. And he looks at his watch as he does it. You were with me. And I'm going,
I was there, yeah.
Holy shit, 30 seconds is a lot. That was the first place my mind went when I heard about this, and I was just like, yeah, I can imagine.
30 seconds is a long time to be sucking a dick, and 9 minutes is a long time to have a knee on your throat.
Yeah, yes, so, this is a time where I don't feel like I can help enough, I don't feel like I can do enough to help people, So what we're doing is there'll be a picture on screen. Olive has designed Atomic Radio Hour Black Lives Matter sticker. We're going to sell it on a Redbubble. We're only going to be selling it from June 6th to July 4th. And every dollar that we would have made, we have to pay Redbubble because they do the manufacturing.
They host all the manufacturing. Fees. Yeah.
Any money that we would make off of it is going to be donated.
We're going to donate every penny that we would possibly get from it.
Yeah.
We're also going to be donating this month's Patreon to the same charity. We'll be donating to the George Floyd Memorial Fund.
Can we put a link to that in the description?
Absolutely. Let me put that on show notes real quick.
Yeah, it's going towards his family and whatnot. You know, just... It's a fucking... As of this recording, all four cops have been charged, and the guy who actually did it, he just got bumped from third to second degree murder.
Which, good.
Yeah.
He deserves first.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to... He knew the man for, like, 17 years. They, like, worked together part-time or something.
That makes it almost worse.
You know what I mean? Like... It was almost intimate.
It's easy to not feel anything towards strangers, but it's hard to not... It's actually scary to not feel things towards someone that you know.
Yeah, and there was a... I was watching the news, and there was a dude who was a white dude, and he was 13, and he was shooting a Nerf gun out of the car, and the same cop pulled up and took him out of the car and was, like, harassing him at 13, being like, you know, you can go to big boy jail for doing this shit. And, like, he talked to him like he was stupid. It was just like...
Dang.
Like, you're just power tripping off of something dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I don't want to spend an enormous amount of time on this. If you're a human being with a pulse that looks at their phone for more than 15 minutes a day, you know what's going on.
Yes.
There is a link in the description below to our Redbubble and to George Floyd's foundation. You can buy a sticker. It's a limited edition sticker. And I'm thinking about doing this with other charities and stuff. So maybe next month we'll do like a Pride sticker.
Yeah, because this month is traditionally Pride Month. Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Hey.
But we're going back to the roots. We're going back to our roots with Pride and using our time and our voices to protest injustice. Like the first Pride, which was at Stonewall.
So, maybe we should do once a month, we should do a once a month charity or something, where like a limited edition sticker, and then, just an idea.
Like sticker of the month?
Yeah, like a sticker of the month.
Some podcasts do a, like a pin of the month.
We are not that big yet.
I can't afford to get into that.
I've looked up pin manufacturing, and it's a lot of fucking money. Even for, like, a run of, like, 25. Like, I just was like, I just want these for myself and my friends. So, look. There's a limited edition sticker that we're selling from June 6th to July 4th. And all that money is going to be donated in memory of this man. If we hit $50, this is the point that I wanted to make. If we hit $50 before the month is over, before, what is it? Before July 4th, I will do the lore on the Legion regardless of what I already had planned. Whether it be a vault week, whether it be something topical, whether it be something, I will do a full deep dive on the Legion. So if you want to hear the Legion and you want to support a cause, throw a couple bucks into a sticker
and anyone that's ever read the wiki knows that the Legion's article is not anything to trifle with.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. It's a lot. So
it's like when we did the lore on the Brotherhood of Steel in the Enclave that one time.
Yes. So, I don't know how to segue out.
Yeah. One more thing before we move on.
Okay.
Every single state of the United States has had protests and demonstrations.
On the same day?
Yeah. throughout on the same day and throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
I would urge you to look up your local bail bond fund to assist any protesters that have been wrongfully taken in and placed in under arrest. That's something that anyone can do. It could be as much as like $1, $5, anything can help for the legal fees for anyone that was wrongly arrested.
I didn't know you could do that.
And that even, yeah, a really important tactic for people that protest is to have a phone number of a bail fund or a lawyer that'll do pro bono written on yourself so that when your phone is confiscated and you're placed under arrest, you have someone to make your one phone call to.
No shit. Hmm? I didn't know that. Yeah. If you're going to protest, be safe.
Be safe.
It seems like it's gotten a little safer. But just be safe.
And also, remember, fuck 12.
Fuck 12, absolutely.
We've been fuck 12 since the beginning.
I've meant to say this before. I said it on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, this show has been a very fuck 12 show. The show will continue to be a very fuck 12 show.
We didn't even have an episode.
Yeah, we had an episode 11 plus 1, and you can bet your sweet ass that when we get to episode 111, the next episode will be 111 plus 1. Fuck 12. If you don't say fuck the police, Ice Cube died in vain.
Isn't Ice Cube alive?
That clip will be taken out of context, and in like 20 years will be incredibly relevant. So,
okay.
No, Ice Cube is very much alive.
Yeah, I saw him tweeting earlier.
Yeah. Fuck 12. So this is episode 100. 100. We've done this 100 times.
That's a lot of times to do anything.
Yeah. I thought this should be a special episode.
Mm-hmm.
We should talk about some things, talk about some stuff. I thought
what
there
would
was
you like to talk about, my friend?
I thought there was no more appropriate lore topic than the checkered suit having New Vegas trying to run being
voice acting.
Those are the two words that will always be censored on this show are and
oh no.
Yeah. So let's talk about Benny. He's the head of the chairman of New Vegas in the year 2281. He was a member of the gang called the Boot Riders before Mr. House took over New Vegas. As one of the three tribes of Vegas, they were told to renovate the Topps Casino and given suits and ties and rename the chairman. Benny saw a lot of potential in New Vegas, where the Boot Riders wanted to stay nomadic. Benny challenged Bingo, the former leader. How, like, this man's name is Bingo, right?
Bingo!
Like, how are you not already some sort of, like, atcha-cha, atcha-cha, with your name being fucking atcha-cha. Bingo?
Yeah.
So he challenged Bingo to a knife fight, and Benny stabbed Bingo in the fucking neck and took control. Do you remember that? That 2 years of... Excuse me, sir. Yeah. Yes. Rick Grimes bit a fucking dude's neck out.
He bit the dude's neck out.
To quell tensions and fully take control of the now chairman, Benny killed an old friend who was a singer with an overdose of Psycho. Long term, Benny wants to fully control New Vegas, and he attacked one of Mr. House's... And I didn't know this was their full name. PDQ-88B Securitrons.
That's the full name for Securitrons?
Yeah, I never knew that. I don't know what PDQ or 88B even stands for. But he attacked it with a Securitron, and he brought it in for experimentation, and he needed the help of Emily Ortal, who is the woman who meets you outside of the Lucky 38. Mm. She's the follower and the woman from Arroyo.
Yeah.
And I like her a lot. I just really like the followers.
The followers are dope.
They're the fucking coolest. They're the Lucio of the game. I've been playing Overwatch again.
Have you?
It's okay. on a paintball's where it's at. Emily Ortal helped to reprogram the Securitron into Yes Man, who had to obey every single command given. From this, he learned about Mr. House hiding something under the fort where the Legion is currently located. And he found out that the Platinum Chip is the key, learned about the 6 dummy couriers, and the one carrying the Platinum Chip hired Jessup, McMurphy, and Chance, who were cons, bound and gagged the courier, shot him in the head, and left him for dead in a shallow grave. He would later betray the
cons. Right outside of Good Springs.
Sorry?
Right outside of Good Springs.
Yep. He would later betray the cons and then head back to the tops with his 4 bodyguards because he's a little bitch. And
he's a little bitch. He's a little bitch baby.
Yeah, he's a little baby ass little bitch. Like a little fucking, like a toddler ass, child ass, baby ass, little fuck you Matthew Perry ass little baby.
Yeah.
That's the only time you can say Matthew Perry is if it's followed by fuck you Matthew Perry.
Right.
So he's the main antagonist for the first half of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have some other notes here. If you play a female character and you have the Black Widow perk, you can sleep with Benny and then you can kill him in his sleep.
Ooh, that's fun.
That is some of the worst voice acting in the game.
Really?
Did you ever watch the because I remember watching
it. I have never seen the Benny sex scene.
Yeah, the screen just goes black and he goes, "Hello," and he's like, "Give a sh- what?" There's something really funny that he says, and it's really bad. If I can find it, I might put a clip of it in here. He's like,
I kind of want to find it.
You look it up. Look it up. He's like, "Give your yam yams a shake for the old Ben man." And you could tell they did it like once, and they weren't like, "Hey man, do it again," because it's just not good. Like,
oh, I found it.
You found it?
Yeah, hold on. Jesus, this is crazy.
How fucking funny is it, Matt?
Oh. It's so funny.
"You're platinum, pussycat. You know how to swing. Nice Charlie's, too. Give him a shake for the Ben man, will you?"
"Hello."
"Hello." "Oh, that was a nice bit of hey-hey, girlie. You're a real ring-a-ding broad. Hold me, will you? I swear you wore me out."
And then he falls asleep. Kill Benny asleep. Huh? Fuck Matthew Perry. Oh, wait, I need my phone. Yeah, so...
"You're a real ring-a-ting broad."
Can we start saying that to people? Can that be a compliment? I was trying to bring back Real Dynamite Gal, but, like, it wasn't catching on.
I do like Real Dynamite Gal. It sounds like something my dad would say.
That, oh my god. Oh my god, it does. I can picture him with his little hat and and a shirt tucked into his jeans saying that. Oh my god.
We should have my dad on the show.
Let's talk about fucking next time you come home for Christmas. I think we should fucking interview your dad.
Okay.
Getting sidetracked with Olive's dad.
I love our Getting Sidetracked series.
Yeah. Me too. I love the term Charlie's for breasts. I think that's the funniest fucking thing ever.
It's funny.
I am also like 8. anything. I've said this before on the show. Anything plural can be breasts, which I just think is so dumb.
Like, some real bazonga honga woombas.
Yeah, like girl's got a nice pair of fitted hats on her. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what is? I want to know the origin of Charlie's.
That's a beautiful set of broken mirrors you got there. It's like, what?
It's just like, those are some huge root canals. Like, shut the fuck up. She's got a lovely set of the complete season 7 of The Simpsons on DVD.
It's a box set.
2 of them. Like, it's just dumb. So, just some notes. When you first meet Benny, he will mention the courier's reputation with the Strip and whether or not you've entered Lucky 38. If the courier kills everyone in the fort while Benny is still tied up, he will watch and say, "You're a scrapper, baby. They didn't stand a chance," and then will receive the option to free him, leave him, or kill him. once finishing the dialogue. After killing him, he will usually only have a single 9mm round on his corpse. This is due to a quirk in the game's engine where the NPCs require at least one single bullet to use the weapon. Oh, that's neat. I think I knew
that's
that.
That's kind of neat.
No, that happens in Skyrim, I think.
Does it? Where they only have, like, one arrow?
Yeah.
I think you have to do that for your companions, like the followers in Skyrim.
I think so.
If you give them a bow, you have to give them an ammo.
I think you have to give them at least one. Like, you can give them one Daedric arrow, and it's just...
And they'll just use that.
Like, here's 26
over
damage.
Over and over again.
Yeah. One of the challenges in the Gunrunner's arsenal, Talk About Owned, requires the courier to kill Benny with his own pistol, Maria. The player character can achieve this by pickpocketing it from him first, or shooting the gun out of his hand and grabbing it.
That's actually really cool. I didn't know you could even do that.
What, shoot the gun out of his hand?
Yeah.
That was a thing in 3.
I would just shoot people in the head.
Yeah, in 3, I remember fighting super mutants and figuring out you can target their gun, and if you target the gun, it would, what do you call it? When the courier steals from Benny and he sees it, there will be no karma loss, and in addition, he mutters, "That don't belong to you." Now, here's some cut content from the game. An event would have Benny meeting the courier again after freed from the fort. In the event, Benny would have equipped a stealth boy in order to sneak up on the courier and initiate dialogue, in which he would mock them for showing mercy, and after that go into attack mode, which would most likely cause him to be killed by the courier. This event was cut from the final game, obviously. Benny was at one point considered to become a possible companion, but due to lack of development time, this was dropped.
Dang. That would have been kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, fuck.
Although, I wouldn't want
goddamn
Harry in my ear all the time.
Absolutely.
If we could have just gagged him, that would have been fun.
Yeah, like, if you could leave him, like, tied up, but he comes around with you and he's just, like, your little bitch.
Mm. Like when you first met Michonne in Walking Dead.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. There's not a lot about Benny, to be completely honest. He's left very, I don't want to say ambiguous, but he's left very open. I wish there was a little more on the Boot Riders. I think we'll do an episode on the
Clans of New Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a good one for me.
You think so?
Yeah.
Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to read. There's a few things. Where is it? Okay, a Benny is a trump card in trick-taking games. Essentially a wild card, and is often represented by the Joker, which is Benny's card in the Collector's Edition deck. Speaking of the Collector's Edition deck, if anybody has even an opened one and they're trying to get rid of the New Vegas Collector's Edition, let me know.
Want a platinum chip. That's all I want.
I want the deck and the car. I just want the deck and the chips, because it's for the Gamora and the tops. Mm-hmm. Like, I want that.
I just want one.
I don't care if it doesn't have the art book. So cool. I just want the cards. You can buy the cards and the platinum chip now off the Bethesda store.
Can you?
But I want the other chips. I just want the whole fucking thing. It's the only one I don't have. So let me know if anybody's looking to get rid of it. At one point in development, the chairmen were going to be called the Geckos, with Benny as the head of the Gecko family. However, this name was dropped from development and thus didn't make it into the retail release of the game. I think that's really interesting, but I think it's also...
That's kind of neat, yeah.
What's up?
That is kind of neat.
Yeah, but I think it would have kind of went against, like, the town of Gecko. Like, I think it would have been confusing for people.
Yeah, unless, that's what I immediately thought of.
Yeah, so unless they change it to, like, these were the people, like, the tribe from Gecko, and they brought them here. Benny's voice actor is best known for his decade-long role as Chandler Bing on the hit 1990s situational comedy Friends. Benny himself bears a striking resemblance to him. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You know how he got the role as...
No, how did he get it?
Alright, so apparently, fuck Matthew Perry, but he loved Fallout 3 so much that he was filming something that he had a trailer on some set, and they had to, like, pry him out of the trailer, and whenever he wasn't filming, he was in there playing Fallout 3. That's how much he loved it. So he went on Ellen and gifted Ellen a 360 and a copy of Fallout 3. And you know damn well Ellen never played it, but...
Of course, yeah, because Ellen's kind of a monster.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Really?
She's the fucking worst.
Hold on, how?
apparently she's, like, one of the rudest fucking people and, like, bullies the fuck out of her team. Like, it's terrible.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. He wound up giving her that, and when they started making New Vegas, they said, do you want to be a part of it?
And of course he said yes.
Yeah. Benny's appearance is a reference to Benjamin Bugsy Siegel, who is often thought of as the father of modern-day Las Vegas. The similarities exist in the name and Bugsy's trademark suit and appearance, which resembles Benny.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Someone has a framed... So, in the collector's edition of the game, every card has a character on it. And... like, one of the cards is Ulysses, and that didn't even come out till fucking the game was well out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was, like, just there.
Yeah, so there was, like... I forget what Kaisar is. I forget what Kimball is. I mean, they're probably kings.
Yeah.
But Benny's is the Joker. Like I said before. Someone on the wiki has uploaded a picture of the card framed. Benny is a character that every time I hear him talk, I get excited. Because I love that old 50s Vegas-y slang.
He's very representative of what New Vegas is.
Yeah. Like, that's why I want to see a New Vegas remaster, just to see the city kind of be like hustle and bustle, like more like, a-cha-cha. Like, we'll never get it. But to have a more fully realized version of what New Vegas could have been, should have been, just because you could render more people, you could have better, you know what I mean? Like, you could just make the game bigger than it already is.
All around is better, yeah. We're at a point where the technology is there.
Yeah, so... he's someone that I think is a neat character. He's very representative, like you said, of what the town should be, the city should be, and what that kind of era of human history, I guess?
Specifically Americana.
Yeah, in the 50s. I mean, Bugsy Siegel's the reason... him and the Hoover Dam are the reason why Las Vegas exists today. Because who the fuck... The man's a genius. He saw a desert and went, okay, we can put casinos here, and then everybody will come here to spend their money. And on top of that, I'm in the mob? Allegedly? So...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Allegedly.
So, it's just... He's the goofiest fucking character, though.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you meet him for the first time, like, when you're at the tops, that's such a memorable scene, because he's like, whoa, whoa, what the fuck are you doing here?
You know what he actually says?
What? I know it's kind of funny.
What in the goddamn?
Yeah, he says, what in the goddamn?
Yeah, like, I have...
Is that why you say that?
Yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah. Like, obviously, truth is, the game was rigged from the start.
Yeah, the game was rigged from the start.
I hit what I was... These are just quotes that I'm reading off here. I hit what I was aiming for. I guess you had brains to spare, or are you just thick-skulled? There is actually proof that he shoots the courier twice in the head.
Really?
Yeah, there's something that there was files pulled out of the game that there was supposed to be a different intro sequence or something. Or you could see the intro sequence in the game's engine. So you know how they have, like, the rendered CG thing? Yeah. And when Benny shoots, he shoots twice.
Huh.
Yeah, so...
Man, he must have been a shitty shot, huh?
Fuck you, Matthew Perry. Either that or he was just... or you're just... I mean, that's the whole theme is, like, luck and fucking... What is luck versus,
it's like... luck versus
skill, determination, shit like that. Because you could have a super high luck and breeze through the game, or you can
playing the luck round in New Vegas is the funnest I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did a luck run my second run ever, and I just remember having a stupid amount of money.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Also, I found out after replaying New Vegas that you can totally not throw any points into charisma, and it doesn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah, and I feel like an idiot because every character I like ever had.
You played a charisma character. Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it on Benny.
I think that's a good amount on Benny, actually.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's one of the most quintessential characters in New Vegas, and honestly, I'm surprised we haven't talked about him up until now.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even go into his suit. That's like a big...
Yeah. What's the suit representative of?
Bugsy Siegel's suit.
Oh, that's like a real suit?
Yeah, Bugsy Siegel wore a black and white suit. Like, that's like, if you look up Bugsy Siegel, I guarantee you that's like the first picture you're going to see, if not like the second or third, of him in that weird, like, star A pattern with pants that don't match. They're not that they don't match. They're, I guess, asymmetrical. Like, they match color-wise. They don't match pattern.
Yeah.
Wow,
you're right.
Yeah. And his gun, Maria, I remember loving. I remember killing Benny just for Maria because it's a silver 9mm with the Virgin Mary, like, engraved in ivory. And I thought that was the coolest shit yeah. ever. That was the most, like...
The only gun I like better than Maria in New Vegas is probably Lil Devil and, what is it? The Mysterious Magnum.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, a character that, like, I hear him say dumb slang words, and he's all goofy and shitty, because he's...
Ring-a-ding-ding, baby!
Yeah, like, yeah, I think that's it. I think that's everything to say on Benny. What kind of music do you think Benny would like? Like, other than the traditional, like, do you think he's, like, a smooth
like
jazz kind of
guy?
What's up?
Yeah, I'd say he probably listens to Mr. New Vegas, but he probably also listens to Shane Ivers. If you want to get our intro music, that's Feather Duster. You can get it from www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather duster. Vince, do you want to tell some folks about some social media?
Links to the social media, to our Twitters, and to the show's Twitters, in link below. You can follow us on Discord. It's popping. There's always something going on. Come in. There's a feedback channel, a memes channel. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. We appreciate it if you stop by. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, like, and comment. And also, if you are watching or you're listening on any sort of podcasting channel, we're available anywhere podcasts can be downloaded. If you could just leave us a like, a review, a 5-star something, it helps the show grow and get bigger and better. And you can help support us with our Redbubble, which we were talking about earlier in the show, and you can buy not just the charity sticker, but you could buy a bunch of other designs that we have made that are on there, that come in a myriad of other products, like a mug, a shower curtain, I think there's a bag,
a duvet, a clock.
I actually want to get a clock.
The clock is actually really kind
of
cool.
A bunch
and
of
I'm
stuff.
I'm sure that you guys have noticed that the show is not nearly over. We're going to be kind of moving our end card to the middle so that we can better thank our patrons in case people drop off.
And we can put other ads here. If someone buys an ad, we can put it in the middle of the show and then continue and then end.
Mm. Having this little, like, it's also a nice, like, middle, like, break, like, you can go to the bathroom now and, like, wait for us to get to our next topic.
Well, no, don't like, go to the bathroom now. I mean...
No, not now.
Don't leave the screen.
Unless you want to bring us on your phone.
What's up?
Unless you want to bring us. They can bring us.
Yeah, I mean, take us wherever you go.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's 100 episodes. You've been listening to us for a while. I think it's time we meet your parents.
Think it's time.
I mean, my parents know everything about you. Yeah, so... There's a bunch of ways to help out, and we have to thank some people who help out in a big, big way. And again, we're going to be donating our Patreon from this month to the George Floyd Foundation.
Or the Memorial Fund.
Yes. Sorry, the GoFundMe, which there will be a link to. We're going to be donating that. The world's on fire, and if you're affected by the Rona... Or if you just want to give your money to a charity or a bail bondsman that I didn't even know was a thing, like Olive said at the beginning of the show, we appreciate everything you've given for us, but don't forget about other people.
We gotta fight the good fight.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually something that I wanted to bring up before, and I totally forgot. In 2008, I met a fictional black man who stood up for what was right and fought the good fight. And every single day I've thought about that fictional black man and his fighting. And
not to mention that beautiful voice by Eric Todd Dellums.
Yeah, so I think it's only right that, like,
But we've got some people to thank.
We have some people to thank, yes.
We do have some people to thank. We have, first and foremost, the friendly companion Cube.
Thank you, Cube, you beautiful human.
Cube, thank you so much. We owe you some stuff.
Yeah, Cube, get back to us, because we were talking about something a little while ago to help you out.
Yeah.
So
we've got an idea.
Message either of us, or both.
Mm-hmm. Or both. We also have... Oh, I forgot the order that I always did it in.
Oh, my God.
Noah!
Thank you, Noah. I think I saw Noah driving today.
Really?
Yeah, I was driving.
I'm glad that he's safe.
Yeah, no, he's good. I was talking to him a little while ago. But I was driving, and, like, I saw him do the... Like, you can't... He does this, like, if you're watching the video, you'll see there's, like a head movement. And I was like, that was definitely Noah.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thank you.
We also have Gage.
Thank you, Gage, twice. Once for the Patreon, twice for the Discord. He pays for Nitro, so we can do all the fun Nitro abilities.
And three times for the amount of times I've bullied you this past week. Next up is Jordan with a Y.
Thank you, Jordan with a Y.
I hope you're well, Jordan.
Yes.
And last but certainly not least, we have Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny. Other than that, let's get back to the program.
Fuck Matthew Perry.
All right, there were only two options there. It was 12.
Yeah.
Fuck Matthew Perry. Fuck 12. Fuck coleslaw.
Yeah, fuck coleslaw.
Did you see that protester sign?
No.
The guy had, he was going to a protest, he had like a big sign, like a big, like, probably like a 4 or 5 foot sign, and it said, fuck Matt, or not fuck Matthew Perry, it was like, fuck 12, fuck racism, fuck the president, fuck a bunch of other things, and then at the bottom it just said, fuck coleslaw.
Fuck coleslaw.
It's like, this dude watched his parents get gunned down like Batman's parents with some fucking coleslaw. Like, whatever. So, fuck Matthew Perry, fuck 12, fuck coleslaw, fuck the goose from Rugrats?
Yeah.
I have a picture on my computer somewhere of Kyle going, yo, fuck that Rugrats goose. fuck taxes that are too high. Come on, get it all out. What else can we say fuck to?
Fuck Trump. Fuck the government.
Yeah.
Fuck each other, but for fun.
Consentally.
With consent. Any other thoughts?
Can we talk about? Hold on, before we get into the story, I want to tell. Sex is a fucking full contact sport, and tell me that I'm wrong.
It kind of is. Yeah.
Sex is just fucking full contact golf because you're trying to have the lower score.
The lower score? What do you mean by that?
Because like guys want the girls to finish first and then multiple times, and then like the dude's like, all right, now I'm done, like, and I'm over. Like, we can only do it once. So like, it's golf, but full contact golf.
It's more. I've always kind of seen it as sweaty track and field in your bed.
Yeah, so I don't know how we got here, but fuck Matthew Perry. Fuck that man.
Perry.
Fuck everything about his performance.
Would you like to tell the Matthew Perry story?
In honor of the... I was actually going to do this for the 52nd episode, or the 50th episode. Totally fucking forgot about it. So for the 100th episode, I thought I would tell the story. November 9th.
Night.
Say that again?
It was a dark night.
November 9th of 2015. All of myself and two other friends get into a car? Two cars?
A car.
No, it was two, because I drove home and then three people got in a different car because I lived further away.
I remember that it was four of us driving home down the down the that big road, and I was on my laptop downloading Fallout 4 at the end of it all. I think someone parked at my house, and then we all went in one car.
Probably.
Yes.
No, we didn't. We went in two cars. It's not the point, because I remember driving not home by myself, and I went the long way. Not the long way. Like, the long back roads way that's quicker, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
November 9th. November 9th, 2015. I'm elated. Excited.
It is the eve of the best day ever for you.
It's there. We're finally getting the sequel. A sequel in a line. Like a direct sequel. To my favorite game ever. I'm so excited. I'm so ready. I can't wait. And my local GameStop often does events, games, if you will, to go with the game that is releasing to give something back. So Kyle and I went to the Arkham Knight midnight release, and I think I came in third. And I got a t-shirt because of it. If I didn't, I think I came in third. So they did a trivia thing, and it was just like, what's this? What's that? What's this? I didn't know Bruce Wayne had a dog, and I didn't know the name of the dog, and that's what I lucked out on. Not lucked out
we
on.
We also didn't know that Matthew Perry was a dog.
So we get there, and this is a night where these little Johnsons, these little Funko mystery blind box pieces that I have here behind me. Yeah, just come on. Be fucking loud as shit, chair.
I'm so, so sorry. I thought you were yelling at me for being loud.
No. The chair. I spent $60 on just them, if not more. I was buying merch out the ass. Like, they love
me. Because you're a sucker.
Because I'm an idiot. Because I'm a fucking
you're
moron.
You're a sucker.
And, like, this is the GameStop that they know me as the Fallout guy. Mm-hmm. They know Kyle is the Assassin's Creed guy. Like,
they don't really know me as anything.
Yeah. Do you even exist? Let's be honest.
That's debatable.
So,
I mean, technically that person doesn't exist anymore.
So we go there. I'm amped as fucked. And I'm talking to other people in there, and I'm going, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm referencing dates, and I'm referencing the timeline, and I'm talking about shit that is potentially could happen, couldn't happen. And I'm talking about a bunch of other things, like other shit that, like, only some idiot who reads the wiki would know. You know
like,
what I mean?
You know, you.
Yeah, like just someone who reads the wiki. Like, the one guy was saying to me about, the one kid was saying to me about what DLC does he think there's going to be, and that he thinks there should be a Salem Witch Trials one. And then we started talking about Dunwich, and we started talking about.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah, and he put a chair. Okay, this is how much fucking. How much shit I was spewing out, not to fucking blow my own bassoon, but he put a chair right next to where the line was going to form, and he's like, I'm getting this game first. And we talked all night, and I was like, if you're first, I'm second. And when the game released, he moved the chair, he goes, you go. He's like, you want this way more than I do.
Aww.
Yeah, I'll never forget this. I remember the dude's name. I used to play Keyforge with him.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't remember it as much as I did, but
Oh, I think I've met him.
Yeah. We're talking about it, and one of the people came over to us that worked at GameStop at the time and said, I have to change some of these questions for the trivia. And I was like, why?
You all know too much.
He's like, you're talking about shit that, like, we were talking about theory. Like, we were talking about it the way a scholar reads Shakespeare and goes, like, well, what do you think this means? And do you really think this is the true translation on the other side of the page? Like, it was, we were talking about it in such a fucking way that he was like, I can't do this. And then he started asking questions, and I was, like, cutting him off going, that's wrong. Like, I was just a dick. Like, I was a huge dick about it. Like, he's like,
I mean, at that time, you were kind of a dick.
I was. And the thing was, like, the one question was, like, what is the main conflict of Fallout 3? And I was like, what do you mean, what is the main conflict?
What do you mean by that? Yeah.
Like, there's constantly something going on. Like, I think it was my question, too. I was like, what do you mean, what is the main conflict? I go, everybody versus super mutants, raiders versus everybody, the Brotherhood versus the Enclave, the Brotherhood versus the super mutants, like, what?
the what? Lone Wanderer versus
everybody, whatever you choose.
Dad, yeah.
Yeah, like what do you mean main conflict? It's supposed to be somewhat open-ended. Like, what does that even mean? And he's like, all right, next question. Like, it was just this entire... It was the only time that, like, I felt like I was on top of it and, like, I knew what was going to go on before it was going to happen.
You studied for this test.
I did. I remember saying to you, I was like, you got to just quiz me with random fucking trivia. I was fucking... Because I wanted to win first place. This is the only test I ever studied for. Like, I wanted to win first place so fucking badly for this. I didn't know what first place was going to be. Nobody does.
No one knew.
What they did for the Batman one, I think, was, like, $15 off your game. Or like $10 off your game or something.
That's not bad.
And then whoever came in second place got to choose out of like one of two shirts. And then whoever got third place just got the other shirt.
I got a special shirt at the Fallout thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. What place did you come in?
Second or third.
There was another guy there who showed up. Did the trivia and then just left. I don't remember him picking up a game. I don't remember anything about him. I've never seen this man ever again. Came in second or third. And a friend from school went with us and he got first place. And I got fourth.
But he got first. That.
One more time.
He got first place, but he definitely didn't know as much as you did. You got knocked out on a bullshit question.
The question comes to me of... What 1990 star off the hit sitcom Friends voiced Benny from New Vegas? I don't watch Friends. Friends is fucking white people garbage.
Yeah, you like good television. That's why you don't watch Friends.
The only fucking person I know from Friends is Jennifer Aniston because she's been 25 for the past 40 years.
Yeah, because she has the Fountain of Youth.
And David Schwimmer because of the Madagascar movies. Fuck Matthew Perry. And my response, I think, was, I don't
watch... Well, you never even said the question.
I said the question.
Did you?
Yeah, what actor from the hit 1990s sitcom voiced Benny in Fallout New Vegas? I was too busy watching or playing fucking Fallout to be watching Friends.
Yeah.
Fuck Matthew Perry, and I got out on that question. You know what,
Friends, they're not even good friends.
What?
They're terrible to each other.
Are they? I've never watched an episode of Friends. All I know is there's a fat cat at one point, they dance with a monkey, and then apparently white people love it when you can't move a couch.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really saw it through.
I don't get it. It's just white people hanging out in a coffee shop, and I used to do that, and it's not that great.
But yeah, fuck Matthew Perry.
Fuck Matthew Perry. Fucking...
He's the reason that you didn't win first place.
I knew every question. I knew every fucking question but that one. Like, fuck Matthew.
And what
Perry.
Did...
Fuck
would you like to talk about what you didn't win?
I was in a blind rage. So, our friend from
school...
I got
third place. I remember. I got third place.
You got the shirt. You still have the shirt?
I still have the shirt. I might have it here.
Our friend from school won first place, and he was actually going into the military. And I had already spent a grip on shit that wasn't the game. And mind you, this is the second time I'm buying the game. I had bought the game already.
You'd already pre-ordered the power armor one.
No, the Pip-Boy.
It was the Pip-Boy.
This Johnson right here. I already pre-ordered the Pip-Boy edition. And now I'm buying the game on release night. Because
you couldn't wait 2 days.
I couldn't wait. So I'm buying another copy of the game. I spent a stupid amount of money on plastic, and then our friend from school comes over, and he shakes my hand. He goes, hey, man, you did a fine job. And he shakes my hand, and in his hand is what he won in first place. And what he won in first place is a Nuka-Cola. Where is it?
Do you have it?
Nuka-Cola.
It's on your shelf, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I've shown it before, but I want to... There it is. It's next to my Quantum bottle. It is a Nuka-Cola... I'm going to put it into the camera. A Nuka-Cola bottle cap opener. This is why you should be watching on YouTube, guys.
It looks like a rocket ship, right?
Yeah, and this is before they just overbranded Nuka-Cola. Hold on, why won't you fucking focus? There we go. It's a Nuka-Cola bottle cap opener. I don't think I've ever used it to open a bottle. It sits on my shelf maybe once or twice because it does look like I've used it.
I've never seen another one.
Yeah, it's the back of it just says Bethesda Softworks. And it has like a 2015 on it. I've seen one other one on eBay. Mm-hmm. I've never seen another one of these. This is what I consider to be the rarest piece in my collection. Maybe the maybe the Fallout 3 UK Brotherhood of Steel power armor statue.
That one's pretty.
They're only
cool,
like $80 bucks. But this, I've never seen another one of. I've never seen anybody have it. I've never seen.
And also, the story behind it is important to you.
Yeah. So, he shakes my hand. He goes, "Good game." I go, "Dude, I can't take that. Like, I can't in good faith take that from you. Like, you want it."
He said, "I think I remember. Shut the fuck up and take it."
Yeah, no, that was almost the exact words. Were something along the lines of "Shut the fuck up and take it." Which, I mean,
you weren't gonna say no.
Yeah, I mean, come on, I'm a good girl.
So am I.
And he gives it to me, and he's like, I'm like, come on, man, let me give you something for it. Let me buy you the season pass, because it was like $30. He's like, nah, don't even worry about it. He's like, he said, don't worry about it. He's like, I'm going into the military anyway, so I'm not even going to get to play at all when it comes out. I'm gonna get out, and then I'll just get everything then. I'm like, are you absolutely sure? He's like, yeah, just take the fucking thing. So now I have this. I have this piece in my collection. And every time I look at it, I think about my burning fucking hatred for Matthew Perry and how awful Friends is.
That being said, if anyone's discussing this episode in our Discord, you are not allowed to talk about Matt.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not allowed to talk about
fuck Matthew Perry.
Posting pictures of him and talking about him uncensored is a bannable offense.
Yeah. You have to put the spoilers around it.
Yeah, or you have to censor
it. So that it blacks it out, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you have to put asterisks in it or something. It was... I mean, all in all, it was a fun night. Fuck Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
But...
Fuck Matthew Perry. I did get that cool shirt, though. I'm not sure if it's... It might be at home. It might not be here.
The last time... You know when the last time I saw you wear that shirt was?
When?
Genuinely. Last time I saw you wear that shirt is when you made that video for your Facebook about... About what do you call it? About we
about
had like
show?
An episode out, and you were like, "Hey, my buddy Vince and I made a podcast. See you out there." Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's the last. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I didn't even remember that I did that.
Yeah, I sent it to you recently.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, wait. Go on Facebook in like 4 weeks, and it'll be like, "You remember when you did this? You fuck." Yeah.
And I'll be like, "Fuck you. Fuck you, Matthew Perry."
Yeah, so we gotta pad out fucking 3 minutes. What should we do?
I don't know. What is your favorite breakfast cereal?
Really?
No, I panicked.
Because I was gonna say Captain Crunch. See, I'm either a child or a 90-year-old man. Because I love Captain Crunch.
So it's
Crunch,
either Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran. Ooh, I was gonna say. Oh my god, you're terrible.
You don't like Raisin Bran? Raisin Bran.
No, it's so
Crunch.
Bland.
It's so good.
The closest I get to Raisin Bran is Honey Bunches of Oats, and that shit slaps.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had Honey Bunches of Oats. Yo, have you ever had Peanut Butter Chex?
It's real good. No.
Oh my fucking god, Peanut Butter Chex is so good. Oh my god, dude, it's you take that and then you take dark chocolate chips, throw that shit in, vanilla almond milk.
Ooh.
God
I
damn.
Know that. Are we actually talking about this now?
Yes.
Okay. I
Cinnamon
remember one of my
crunch?
First tweets. One of my first tweets on my Twitter account was tweeting at Lucky Charms, and they tweeted me back.
Really? What'd you say?
Yeah. I was like, Lucky Charms is the best breakfast cereal. No one can change my mind, and they're like, thanks. but you know, now I'm down, I'm just, you know, down with capitalism.
Yeah.
I was younger.
I love breakfast food. I haven't had a good breakfast in a while. What's better, sausage or bacon, and why?
Oh my god!
Really, what'd you have?
I had I chopped up a half a poblano pepper and Ooh. Half a jalapeno pepper Ooh. And a little bit of onion. Ooh. And I roasted, I like kind of fried that up in a pan. Then I poured egg over it with rosemary and garlic and an onion.
Damn.
And I scrambled that up and put it on top of a ciabatta bread with ciabatta. Three slices of the bacon. Yeah.
God.
So
damn.
I made a breakfast sandwich and it was fucking great.
You're not
with some like fried bacon.
I didn't know you were out here eating fucking three syllable breads.
Yeah. My new roommate, who's one of my really close friends here in New York, has very much broadened my horizons. And now I eat a lot of things. I've actually been eating mostly vegetarian.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Although I do love meat, and I did order Popeyes 2 days ago.
Do you love that chicken from Popeyes?
It's... You know what? I'm not even sad about not eating Chick-fil-A anymore, because Popeyes is just that much better.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
the spicy chicken
way.
Sandwich from Popeyes is better than anything I've ever had at a Chick-fil-A.
No fucking way.
Hands down. Hands down. I will not take feedback on this post.
I can't believe you're saying that.
Sorry to break your heart.
I can't believe you're saying that. The only time I've ever had Popeyes, I was just like, ah, this is dry.
Nah, it was great. The one near me is really, really good.
Fuck.
Well, now that we're all hungry, are we going to be leaving?
Well, I have to edit and shit, but yeah.
Oh, nice.
all right, guys. That's episode 100.
It is near almost 1 a.m. when we're recording, and now I really want Popeyes, and they are not open.
Well, just go make some chicken.
I don't have any... Oh, maybe I do have chicken.
Chicken's vegetarian.
It's not.
I mean, they eat a vegetarian diet, so like through the transient property of addition, it's... What do you call it? It's vegetarian. It's just... It's basic, man.
All right.
What?
In that case, pork and beef are vegetarian too.
Absolutely. That's why I eat them.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Thanks for 100.
Thanks for 100. Thank you for being here with me.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. Most people listen on the weekend. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe out there if you're protesting for what's right.
Wash your hands. Yeah, and wear masks because Corona's going up. And I want to fucking leave my house again. So,
yep.
I feel like I should say something poetic, something pertinent, something artistic, something that means something. I feel like I should
Well, then do it. Say something that means something.
Plethora. That means a lot. All right, bye, everybody.
Okay, fuck Matthew Perry, bye.
Fuck Matthew Perry!
All right, I'm stopping recording.
Atomic Radio Hour. Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.